Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
High-quality headphones or speakers are recommended for optimal graphic audio experience.
Dark blood splattered on the metal floor as Zaria coughed it up. The floor was cold, sticking slightly to his arms and bare chest as he tried to push himself up. His pants, the only thing Zaria wore aside from his combat bracers, were torn and charred black. Everything around him was red, soaked in emergency lighting.
Reactor core containment failure. Emergency evacuation orders are in effect.
One way or another, the duel was ending now. Zaria's long, curly hair fell in front of his face. Mostly brown now, only a few streaks of white remained. He was almost drained of planar energy, but it should be enough, as long as his ace in the hole came through. His opponent was badly wounded as well, but he wasn't going to stop coming until one of them was dead. He never did.
Zaria!
Shockingly, the battered transceiver he had dropped was still working. He could hear Dr. Chandri's voice.
Zaria! I won't stop! Hold on to
Zaria! Zaria!
Zaria finally sat up. The old familiar pain of broken bones lanced through his body, his left leg and a few ribs. Wincing, he struggled to his feet. He was in no condition to fight anymore. The fires were everywhere, trapping him in the room. It was all up to the doctor now. Slowly, Vilas emerged from the shadows. His armor was a mess, covered in electrical burns and scorch marks from their previous fight. Behind the visor, his eyes were still glowing a deep, cold blue. The bottom of the helmet was completely broken off, exposing his bloody, jackal-like smile. His left hand was filled with the dark blue flames his planar energy commanded, and his right hand carried a massive plasma hammer. The fires he strode through seemed to caress him lovingly. He wielded fire, and it would never harm him. Zaria fell into a combat stance, trying to look as though he had some fight left in him. Vilas smiled in return. He wasn't fooled. They had known each other for decades, and there were few secrets left between them.
Game over, Zaria!
Don't you ever have anything new to say?
I know. I've tried to come up with something else, but a good catchphrase takes a long time to die.
Vilas' hammer slammed down. The roll hurt like hell, but Zaria was back up in time to see another swing coming at him. He dashed back, and the hammer crashed into one of the many consoles lining the wall. As fast as the swings were, they weren't even close to full force. Vilas was toying with him.
At least I've got something to say when I win. You'd think after all these dances of ours, you would have worked out your banter a bit.
Again and again, Vilas swung. Again and again, Zaria barely managed to evade. All the while, Vilas grinned from ear to ear.
Ah, come on! Give it a shot!
You know, maybe if you tried to enjoy our bouts a bit more, you wouldn't be such a little emo bitch.
Maybe if you'd shut up, you wouldn't sound like such a cliche movie villain.
Well, hey! There we go! Fun, isn't it?
His back butted up against a cold metal wall. Dead end.
Although, I tend to think of this as more a game than a movie. Constant fighting, respawning after death, our powers growing and growing with every duel. Oh, life is good.
You're sick.
Funny, I feel just fine. You're the one who can't stomach it. Maybe you're the sick one, eh? Whatever. See you next time!
Zaria,
Vilas turned to the sun.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?